What's poppin', internet? Welcome to another episode of the Singtail Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Timothy Dereau, and joining me this week is, of course, your boy, Michael Clare. What you doing down there? What was
I'm
that?
Chilling.
That was a little weird.
Don't worry.
That was slightly odd. Like, you don't got nothing to say for
don't
yourself?
Worry. What do you want me to say? I ain't got nothing to say, bro.
I just was wondering what you were doing down there. What's
it's
going
your
on?
Show. I'm just...
You ain't got no pants on, do you?
How much money?
$2.
$2?
You're not wearing no pants. Damn, that's technically shorts.
And then we got trowel right there.
Oh, so. My bad.
$2 Express Venmo. Michael Clare, thank you, please.
Goon.
No, do it on cam, bro. Come on.
No, fuck you, bro.
Give me my money, bro.
I gotta turn my light up. I'm not looking good
turn
enough.
Turn my...
You know what I mean?
Oh my God. I'm looking at the run of the show and I've been so surprised.
Why you been surprised?
I just didn't think that something was going to happen this week.
You didn't think there would be things going on?
Yeah.
Cat.
That's crazy.
Please.
Let him have his own show. Get him on the mic. Probably make better content.
Say it again. All right, let's get into this. Today we're going to talk about Star Wars Outlaws. It's coming out. Several games. Some show stuff. We're going to rank punctuation marks.
Oh.
I tried the big Carl. I'm going to talk about that.
That's what I'm most shocked about. Kylie was going to roast you if you didn't do it three weeks in a row.
No, I went and got the big Carl today.
I think we are 3 weeks late, though.
Yeah. It's technically
three weeks in a row being late.
Yeah. So but I tried crazy. The big Carl, so things are popping.
Word.
Yeah.
Word.
Crazy how much worse my camera looks when it's daytime outside.
No, I think you look fine.
No, I look infinitely better if it's dark and the blue light can really shine. It like brings.
Well, yeah, that's valid. That's valid. But I think you're overreacting.
No, for sure. I mean, I'm just being a goob.
I look like a bum over here, so I don't know.
Steady, yeah.
Shut your ass.
Daphne's cooking some fucking some Mexican soup. She smells so
I thought you were going to say she was cooking on Mortal Kombat, because that's what it looked like.
Well, she's cooking on Mortal Kombat back there. I can't tell what she's doing, but looks like a tutorial, maybe.
She's cooking.
Yeah.
Oh, she paused. She insecure now.
Now she all insecure.
Oh, she got to look at her moves. She got to look at her moves. I respect.
That's fucking funny. All right.
She just make a... crazy. All right, we off topic. Let's
all
go.
Right, we're off topic. Let's lock into it. Star Wars Outlaws. Did you watch it?
What?
The trailer for Star Wars Outlaws.
You think I'm playing this?
You didn't watch the trailer for Star Wars Outlaws, bro?
No.
Why not, dog?
Because the game is live service.
No, it ain't.
Don't you gotta buy the season pass?
No.
You're telling me there's no pass?
No, it's a single-player game.
Just what did I read about the Jabba the Hutt mission?
I didn't see nothing about that.
Oh, someone's not prepared.
Oh,
I'm breaking news. Jabba the Hutt Outlaw mission. Star Wars Outlaws Jabba the Hutt mission locked behind season pass.
Bro, never heard of DLC.
Brother. Hold up.
Brother man.
There's also missions locked behind the deluxe edition.
That's whack. But that's like modern games, bro.
I'm pretty sure.
Like a dragon keeping.
Yeah, I hate
plus.
It.
Yeah, it's pretty wet. I agree with you. We're on the same side here.
Yeah.
I just think the game looks good though.
There's a season pass, bro. Doesn't that mean it's live service?
No, that's not what that means.
Let me look at the season pass.
It's not like a battle pass. It's like access to DLCs.
It comes with two DLCs.
Yeah. What's the problem here, bro?
Why are we calling it a season pass?
Bro, that's what they used to call all those things.
Bro, what if I sold you a season pass to the Thunder Games and you only got to go twice?
That's not... Bro, all DLCs, when you would buy them all at once, would be called a season pass, and they have
I would
been
also
for
like
decades.
To say, they showed Jabba the Hutt in the trailer. So they're showing the content that's locked.
Yeah, sure.
That's crazy.
Sure.
Nah, I'm out on this.
Man.
What? It looks good. I'll give you it looks good. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, it just looks good. I think it looks pretty good, personally.
I hate video games, so.
Yeah, you ain't been gaming lately, bro.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
When am I going to get my PlayStation back, bro? It's played zero whenever Final Fantasy.
Whenever you ask, you get if you want it back, you can take it.
Play that shit.
Who knows? Dude. At any moment, I might just grind it out, but.
Get on that. What have you been doing? Bro's not even life. He's not even a real gamer anymore.
Life. I never said I was.
How's the house hunting going? Is that what it is? The house hunting?
I mean, we've been doing that. Yeah. It's stressful. It's, yeah,
it's pretty. It's pretty whack.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Especially like, you see one you liked, and now it's been like a week now, and you're like, man, there's nothing else.
Yeah. It's tough. You thought you had it. You should have offered above the asking price, man. But it's not like you could
fucking afford it.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It's like, it was kind of on the top end there. It was a nice one, though. Yeah. It is bummy.
That's right.
We'll get him on the next one, you know? Mission failed. We'll get him next time for sure.
Yeah, that's why I don't got time to play Final Fantasy. That's the sole reason why.
Wait, was that sarcasm? I can't tell.
Who's to say? I don't know.
I've seen you've been playing football.
All right, listen, bro.
I see you had time for some football.
It's hot boy summer.
It's hot boy summer? It's springtime right now.
I'll bring the thighs back out again.
Oh, shit.
Two more dollars.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Two more dollars, bro.
Don't threaten me. Two more dollars? A couple bucks? $4 is all you're worth? It.
I was dusting some 11-year-olds
yesterday. Oh, wow. Not those poor 11-year-olds, bro. Go back for
dusted.
Them.
That's all right.
Yeah. You know,
what's this got to do with Outlaws?
Nothing. It has nothing to do with it. We can move on. More games got announced, though. Slay the Spire 2 got announced. There was, like, an indie event. I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite certain, like, what the shtick was or what was going on, but there was, like, an indie event, and they announced a bunch of games. I didn't watch it, but I got some of the highlights here. That's what I was talking about. But Slay the Spire 2 comes out early access next year, 2025. That's exciting. Game's great. People love that game. I know Lucas is a big fan of that game. So we'll be playing that. A Prince of Persia roguelite got announced that comes out in like a beta or an alpha pretty soon. That looks dope. Looks very similar to the Prince of Persia game that already came out this year, so it's kind of weird, but they're different games. It's a little
save
odd.
Time, use same assets.
Yeah.
Make a different game.
And those are the indie games that were hyped. But they also announced today that an Invincible AAA game is getting made by Skybound, and they're crowdfunding that bad boy. So.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. They're doing a little Kickstarter.
What's Skybound do?
Skybound's done a lot of stuff. They do like a lot of board games that you know, some Telltale stuff.
They did
stuff.
The Walking Dead. That's all I needed to know.
Yeah. They just published Telltale stuff. Like, they didn't make Walking Dead, but they published it.
Oh. Oh, but it's because it was founded by Robert Kirkman.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm with it. I like Skybound. Wait, did Robert Kirkman do Invincible? Right?
Look it up.
I think he did. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Robert Kirkman. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, so it tracks.
Makes sense.
And that makes you feel good knowing that the creator of the
thing
comic
is behind the
show
thing.
Is also behind. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Hopefully it'll be a good adaptation of that bad boy. We did get some good adaptations
mobile game
though.
Dog.
It did. It was dog. It was very bad. I didn't enjoy it. It was very bad. It wasn't good.
We recover.
Yeah, we recover. Anyway. AAA, Invincible game coming out. And then, yeah, the Fallout show dropped. Another adaptation, but except it's already out right now. I haven't watched any. Have you watched any?
No, I haven't yet.
I'm also
not a Fallout guy, so.
I mean, neither am I, really.
But I'm interested in the show.
Yeah, so am I. I meant to watch the first episode or two. I just got caught up in some other shit. But it is on my list. I mean, it has like a 90-something on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, people are loving it. The streets are saying better than Last of Us. Like, the streets is loving it, so.
I mean, it's pretty high price.
Yeah, my dad has liked it. Chance, I'm pretty sure, watched the first episode and was really liking it. I've talked to a couple people that have finished it that liked it a lot. I know, kind of funny. All the people who finished it said it was really, really good. So I'll get to it. You know,
haven't got around to it.
Just haven't got to it yet. You know, staying in the realm of fucking adaptations, though. A couple more for you. One here. This is the hypest one right here. Margot Robbie making a Monopoly movie, dog.
What are you going to see first, Margot Robbie's Monopoly or Margot Robbie's Sims?
I don't know what this is, bro. What do you think's going on over there?
Well, it's the classic, like, Hollywood...
Chasing the bag releases, after Barbie?
No, they release a banger, and then they, for all the wrong reasons...
They lose sight of why it was a banger.
Why it was a banger.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, they think, oh, they really liked
toy movies
about toys.
Like, no, it was just a, it was an impactful piece of art. Like, come on. Like, how are you going to make Monopoly good, bro? How are you going to make The Sims good?
Who's playing the Monopoly Man? Place your bet right now.
Who's playing the Monopoly Man?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Give me Michael Caine.
Monopoly Man. Man, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm taking Michael Caine.
I'm taking Michael Cera.
You know, there's not a, there's a non-zero chance that it's Michael Cera because he was in Barbie.
Yeah, I know. You're not wrong. That's crazy. I like Michael Cera.
I like Michael Caine.
All right. There we go. We done.
We're in.
We figured it out. And then also they announced an adaptation of Andy Weir's Project Hail Mary with Ryan Gosling to act in it. I know you don't know what that is. It's an Andy Weir book. Andy Weir wrote The Martian. And then they adapted that with Matt Damon. He wrote Project Hail Mary, which is another really fucking good sci-fi book that I like a lot. And they're casting Gosling as the lead role. I predict Gas. It's just me.
Okay.
My own honest opinion. I mean, if they adapt it decently. I mean, even The Martian was really good. So,
yeah.
I think it has potential.
I'll send good vibes your way, sir.
Yeah.
Hopefully that works out for you.
And that's it in terms of news.
That's it?
For news, yeah.
Yeah, I guess we don't. We already did hip hop last week.
We'll
let it develop some
more. I mean, yeah, there's been a couple updates, but it's developing. Currently developing on the scene.
Could talk about Iran.
No, we're not we're not qualified for that shit.
All right, fine.
That's not, bro, we can't watch a couple Twitch streams and call it GG's.
I don't know. I'm pretty educated.
We're going to look like fucking Destiny out here, dude.
Definitely more than the United States governors, that's for sure.
You're not incorrect on that front, at least. And they do be talking about it.
What else we got cooking?
That's, what do you mean? Like in terms of new, the world news?
No, I'm just, this show.
Oh, in the show? Yeah. Well, we can go to Tim Tries It.
Oh my God.
It's back
Tim
again.
Tried something.
I did, you know. In the classic bit of me not trying anything, I didn't try anything for 2 weeks.
Also in the classic bit of you trying multiple things and then the hyperfixation fallout of trying new things.
Yeah, yeah. But I did try something crazy this week.
Yeah, what'd you try?
The Big Carl. I tried the Big Carl from Carl's Jr.
Can I get a description of what is on the Big Carl?
It's just a burger, bro.
It looks like there's a little sauce there. I could be tripping.
Let's look this up before I click random. The Big Carl. What's on that bad boy? Let's check it out. Two charbroiled all-beef patties, our classic sauce, two slices of American cheese, and lettuce on an all-seeded bun.
Bro, it's just lettuce, beef, and cheese. I respect that.
The sauce is really good.
Is it like a ketchup, mayo kind of sauce?
No idea. It was good, though. So good, I'm ranking it A tier. This shit was fire.
Wow, bro.
It was actually really good.
Wow. The street's going to be unruly hearing that the Big Carl is better than World of Warcraft. That's crazy.
Is the Big Carl better than Mass Effect? No, not quite. But I did like the Big Carl a lot. I was a fan. It was enjoyable. I meant to try the patty melt, too, because I know Chance put that in here as well.
Oh, dude. The patty melt is so good.
But I will try another one of these things before next week, bro.
Who the hell is that guy?
That's Oni Inc.
Chilling.
That's the
musician.
You said that. Like, you said that same shit that? 2 weeks ago.
Did I?
Yeah. You're like,
I get jump scared every time, bro.
Who's this? Just the fucking selfie. I was like, oh yeah, this is my homie Brad.
Like he told me to hang out with him for 2 hours.
That's fucking funny.
Kind of a mid sesh, you know.
God, that's funny. Anyway, yeah, there you go.
Wow,
Big Carl, A tier. That's gonna be plus.
Who was that? Was that Zay?
Yeah, plus 2 points for Isaiah.
Shout out Isaiah, bro.
Shout out Gucci. Crazy.
Shout out Gucci.
That's it for the news and shit. Moving on to the stuff we've been playing and watching. You done anything besides play football this week? You done shit besides play football and look on?
Let me use my brain power.
I know you was on Zillow.
I watched episode 5 of Quiet Onset.
Oh, how was that?
The new episode dropped. It was more like a... how do I put it? It felt kind of weird.
Pointless?
It was like a... Yeah.
Capitalizing
off the...
It was
like a follow-up. It was like... Yeah, capitalizing off the hype. It was like a... How have you been since the documentary?
Mm-hmm.
What's changed? What have you seen? And they so they interview a couple, like one new person, a couple of the old people. They bring back Drake Bell again.
Yeah.
It's like when you watch like The Bachelor, and it's like, where are they now?
Yeah. It feels kind of weird for like 2 weeks.
Like 1 month later.
Yeah, like not very long.
Yeah. So that's odd. I don't know. It was kind of weird, but.
Not worth?
Nah, just watch the first four. If you like want to know the story, just watch the first four.
Yeah.
So.
Anything else, bro?
An unreasonable amount of Jinxie.
You've just been consuming Jinxie content?
I'll be over here playing League of Legends.
Bro's been playing League. That's where your time's been going. How many hours you got in League in the past 2 weeks?
I didn't mean to say that out loud, bro.
How many hours have you got into League the past 2 weeks, bro? You didn't even hit me up to play with you? 1 hour? You're a liar.
You want to play League? You're lying.
I'd play. 1 hour? Why are you lying? 20? How many hours, bro?
Maybe 10. Maybe 10.
A reasonable guess of how many hours of League you've been playing.
Can you look at your screen time? On
League of Legends? I'm not sure.
League. I don't think you can do it on League, but can you check it on like the computer? That'd be interesting.
Not sure.
Oh no.
You can check rank hours played.
You know what? Here's what I'll do. Do you want me to boot up League for you and tell you how many games I've played?
Sure, go for it.
Okay. Yeah, I've been playing League. The secret's out. Honest to God, I've also been watching Dragon Ball. I'm on episode 40.
Oh, nice.
Of OG Dragon Ball. Because like I said before, I've never watched it all the way through.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Super fun.
Gasoline.
Yeah, I highly recommend. I assume you've stopped watching Kai.
Yeah, it's hard to coordinate with Duggar. I might just go on without him.
That's why I'm a solo guy on stuff like that.
Yeah, I might
if it's not a movie.
Yeah,
that's it. At least with Kylie, it's like we have the same schedule, so it's easy.
Yeah.
So if we want to watch something, we do it together.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm in League. How do I find my match history?
Somewhere in stats.
Yeah, I think I could find it. I gotta click on these buttons. All right, there's that. There's nope. Oh God.
Have you been playing ranked games? Match history.
No, I play ARAM. They average like a 20 minutes. So
okay.
Actually, most of mine are under 20 minutes. Let's say like 18. So, oh God. Oh no. I've played at least 20. It doesn't go further back than 20, at least on here. So 20 minute games in the past 4 days.
4 days, bro. That's what you've been doing, bro. 20 times 20. So 400 minutes. By that, about 60, I guess. So 7 hours in the past 4 days of League. Fam. The fuck are you doing, bro? What got you, bro? What happened?
I don't know, dude. It's just like... It had to be like a moment where I was like, I got 20 minutes.
And then you just been going in? And checking
and
builds
then every
and
day
shit.
I'm like, I'm bored.
Dude, Kylie uploaded a snap of like of the computer room and there was like a League build thing on the side or something. And I was like...
No, my setup is this screen in front of me is League. Then this TV.
Yeah.
I don't want to learn builds.
Yeah.
So I just look up the optimal build.
Yeah, so I've seen a build. So I was like, oh, Jordan must have been playing League. No, it was you, dude. It was you.
And then I put Jinxie or Dragon Ball on the left of that. So
degenerate. Yeah, no. Degenerate.
I'm in a goblin era for sure. I'm not going to lie.
Dude.
I got one chapter into Final Fantasy and then they got swept away.
Bro, who are you, bro?
But I've been steady on my Wordle. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, sure. Wordle be hitting that every day for sure. No doubt about it. Connections,
you
too.
You want to talk about your score today?
My Wordle?
Yeah.
No, fuck you, bro. I got it
bro
wrong.
Bro couldn't get a quip.
I know. Loser. Look, here, check it. Hey, let's go through my thing here.
Yeah.
Let's see what words I used.
Let's analyze exactly where you messed up.
Okay. There was a couple of bad plays. I'm not gonna hold you. All right. So
got
stats.
Antsy.
So I started off with trash. You know, it's classic.
Yeah, that's what I start with. I'm always a trash.
Zero letters.
Yep.
So then I went with lemon. Zero letters except the E, which was yellow.
Hold up. We're pretty similar because my second word is noble.
Yeah.
Which is pretty similar to lemon.
Pretty much the same, yeah.
Yeah, and so then, we both got the E.
And then I did.
Now, where did you go from here?
Pudge.
You're crazy.
How's that crazy? That adds the P, the U, and it moves the E and adds D and G.
Sure. I went the route of like, I'm not going to try and squeeze the E in yet. I'm going to go five more letters. And I put in quick. Quick's always my like third word.
Bro, that just handed it to you, dude.
Yeah, bro. I saw a Q, U, and I all in the wrong place. So, I'm like, well, let's shift them one.
So I did pudge. And then I did undies. Or undie. So it moves. It moves the U. It adds. It moves the U. It moves the E and adds a second E to see if there's a second E in the word. And they were both yellow. And then I did every. Which was kind of a bad play, but I don't know. It adds a V and adds a Y and moves the E again into a new spot. So I get green on the first E and then know that there's not a V and not a Y. And then I did epi, E-P-P-I-E.
Oh, no, bro, not epi.
And then, yeah. And then I realized after, I was like, oh, that doesn't even have a U in it. So that wouldn't have even worked. Like yeah. That. But, that's tragic. Know, it was whatever.
No, I had a solid line today, bro. Trash, noble, quick, equip.
Yeah. I want.
What you want?
I just want to play more connections. It just sucks that I can't, you know.
Like you only once per day?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is rough.
I even did a 7-day free trial because I thought it would let me play archive connections, and it doesn't.
That's crazy.
I was like, damn it, bro. I was going to play like 2 hours of connections.
Connections is good. Sometimes it's just terrible, though.
No, sometimes it's like. You get no hoes. Like, whoever made this, get no maidens, bro.
Yeah. No, that's rough. Yeah. All right, what else? What were we talking about?
The stuff that you've been doing.
I ain't be doing nothing.
So you're on degenerate behavior season.
I'm definitely on degenerate behavior, but I have been touching grass, so.
Yeah, played football, played league. Watched Jinxie.
Dude, Jinxie kind of.
Might be a senior in high school. I don't know.
What? Relax. Trying to stay young.
Yeah. We are getting old. In terms of what I've been playing, so I kind of hit like a shotgun blast of random ass games like that I just picked up and played for like 5 minutes because I was bored after Dragon's Dogma because I finished Dragon's Dogma 2. I liked it a lot. No, it was a good game. The exploration feels like Skyrim did back in the day when you were a kid. Like, it really does feel nice. Mm-hmm. But the story, like, the main story is so nonsensical and is dumb as fuck.
Does it matter?
No, it's not very good. And I beat the main story and then got, like, the secret ending and stuff, and it was cool. Like, on its face, it was cool. But the moment you start to analyze, like, the plot, you're like, it just all falls apart. It doesn't really make a ton of sense. But the exploration and the side stuff and the doing stuff with your pawns and yada, 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 that's where it's at. Mm-hmm. That was really enjoyable. 50 hours. That's how much I put in. Enjoyed that. Then I booted up like Shadowrun Hong Kong, which is like a CRPG I wanted to play, but only played like 5 minutes, and I was gassed and overwhelmed. I downloaded Pillars of Eternity 2 because I'm for some reason craving a CRPG. Haven't got to play that yet. I downloaded like some city builders.
CRPG.
Computer RPG, like Disco Elysium. Like
Disco, okay.
Yeah. And then I downloaded a few other games that I like doing Spice Wars, but I never got around to trying. But I did buy and have been playing a decent amount of Chance of Sinnar, that indie game from last year, the indie puzzle game from last year that Isaiah was really saying was goated. I played several hours of it, actually, like 3 or 4. It's actually really good. You go through these areas and you like learn a language, and that's like the puzzle. And you use like context clues and like things you see on buildings and different things to like piece together this language. And you type in like, oh, what do you think it's like? I think this word means up, and I think this word means lever, and I think this word means find, and like shit like that to like parse through the language and figure out what it all means and get to the end of whatever is going on in this weird, wacky world. It's really enjoyable. There is a lot of walking though. I will say, like, if there's a moment where, like, you kind of get turned around and you haven't progressed, you're like, there's something I didn't interact with, and then you're just walking and walking and walking and walking and walking, and that gets a little annoying, but on its face, it's really fun, and when it clicks, it's like, oh, shit, that means that, and that means that, and I'm going to do this, and oh, there it is, and then you get to walk through, and so it's enjoyable. I like it. And then in terms of stuff that I watched, I just finished watching All of Us Strangers, movie from last year. It was odd. It's about this gay dude, and he, like, his neighbor acts weird, and they start having a gay relationship, and then, like, he goes back to his childhood home and finds his parents living there just as they did 30 years ago before they died. And you can't tell if it's like in his head or it wasn't good. It has like 92 audience score and like a 98 critic score. I did not like it. I don't know what anybody's seen in that. Daphne watched it with me. She didn't like it very much. Like it just was not, not cooking. Was not enjoying it at all. Not a big fan of that. But, however, that's how you know I think this one's good. I'm going to bring up the trailer while I talk about that shit. I did watch this Netflix show called One Day. Binged it in 2 days. I would have binged it in one if I didn't start it so late in the day. I would have watched the whole bitch in one go. You and Kylie should watch this. This is genuinely one of my new favorite shows of all time. This show is fucking spectacular. I could not praise this show enough. The story is, I'm going to give you the overall premise of the show. I'm not going to spoil anything. It is based on a book, which is cool. There's these two kids, or they're adults, Emma and Dexter. They meet they graduate, I believe, from Cambridge. They don't ever really say, but it looks like Cambridge. They graduate from university in like Britain or London or wherever they're at. And during their graduation party on July 15th, 1988, they run into each other and they meet for the first time. And then they have a night out in the town with themselves, and it's like, oh, this is like falling in love behavior. Like, oh, what's going on? Yada, 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 right? So they do that on July 15th, 1988. And every episode is that day. So episode one is July 15th, 1988. And then episode two is July 15th, 1989. And episode three is July 15th, 1990. And you see over 14 episodes in the course of 2 decades, 20-minute episodes, like their like friendship and romance and just all kinds of stuff and the ups and downs in their lives. And it is one of the most masterfully crafted shows I've fucking ever watched. The acting, these actors haven't been in shit. This is their breakout roles. If they don't win Emmys, I swear to God, I'll jump off a bridge. The acting is impeccable. It is so goddamn good. I cannot praise it enough. Like the set design, the costumes, just everything about all of it is so good. And the writing is just, it's spectacular. The stuff that happens off screen, because, you know, it only happens during that one day. So if something happens in between that, they kind of have to like just talk about it as if it happened. They do such a good job of like integrating that into the story without making you feel like, okay, did I miss something? Like, am I not like, you just somehow pick it up and it's insane. I watched it and I was jumping for joy and laughing and crying and in pain and all the different emotions you can feel over the course of the whole show, just ups and downs and ups and downs. I was like sucked into it so hard. I just wanted to binge the whole thing all in a row. I cannot recommend this show enough. It has to win an Emmy. If it's not like show of the year at the Emmys next year, I'll be shocked. Like it's up there, and it is now in my top five of my favorite shows I've ever watched. It was so beautiful, dude. It was good. I can't. Watch that shit. That's, anyone who has Netflix,
pretty high praise.
Netflix, 20-minute episodes, 14 episodes. All right, seven hours of your life. No, not even 7 hours. That's not even correct. Like 4 hours of your life. That's the less time you put into League.
Hey. I consume multiple forms of media while I play League. Okay?
Yeah. This is one of those ones that I think you and, like, you know, you and Kylie want to watch something. You're sitting on the couch together and you guys are going to end the night off. This is one of those ones I think you and Kylie should watch this. I think Kylie would love this. She's going to kick her feet and giggle. She's going to have a great time watching this. The episodes aren't long, so she's not like her attention's not going to get pulled this way and that way. Mm-hmm. It keeps your attention. They're 20-minute episodes. So if you want to make it long and watch 8 in a row, fucking do it. If not, just watch one. It off. I recommend this show so much. So good.
I'll put it in the rotation.
It's great.
I'll consider it.
We got Daphne to start it. She's like 5 episodes deep. So good. So good.
Word.
And that's it for all the stuff that I've been watching and or playing.
Okay.
Time to do reader mail before we do this punctuation ranking. Unless you got a different idea for ranking. I went with the joke from last week. So
no, let's do it.
Okay, all right. All right, reader mail. You can get your questions right on the show by writing into synkeduppod@gmail.com or the reader mail submissions tab of the Discord, just like Fielding did. He said, how long are you willing to wait for a table at a restaurant? Like when you show up and they say it'll be an X amount of minutes for a table. Depends on the restaurant. If it's like a interesting, like there's a Laotian restaurant in the city. There's like some other interesting restaurants that are like not like just a classic American cuisine restaurant, like a special type of restaurant. I think like 40 minutes is maybe the max, and that's if it's like a date night and I'm already in the city. Most of the time, any longer than 20 minutes, and I'm dipping.
Yeah, so I think it definitely does matter, like, the place. Like, say...
Because there's places that don't take reservations in the city.
Yeah. If there's a place I haven't been to before and we really want to try, and they're like 30-minute wait, 40-minute wait,
and you can
consider it.
Maybe you're in the Paseo District and you can walk around.
But if we're going to like Red Lobster,
yeah,
and they say 30-minute wait,
I'm just going to go. We're going to go hit Chili's, or we'll go to fucking Applebee's. Yeah.
Yeah. Same. We'll go somewhere at same tier.
Yeah. Anything longer than 15 or 20 of those type of restaurants, I'm skedaddling.
Mm-hmm. But I will say, most of the time, they kind of do be capping, and it's actually a little bit less.
Yeah.
So, mentally, I'm like, I hear 30, it's probably actually 20.
Yeah, true.
It's not that bad.
Yeah,
because other people, like, change their mind and stuff like that, so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty patient, though, overall. Yeah. I'm more of a check the vibe first.
Yeah, let's see how everyone else is feeling. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And then Pablo writes in, what's y'all's favorite piece in any of your physical media collection? Hold on.
I'm thinking. Physical media, though, implies, like, music, film, video game. What's my grail? I'm going to see what Tim's is first and then get some inspiration off of that. It's not the MW3 Xbox. It's not... Like, I don't really have any music. I have the complete Dragon Ball Z manga set. That's pretty up there. I've been left alone. All right. He's back. All right,
my bad, gang. It took me a lot longer to find.
It's okay. I'm waiting to see what you bring for inspiration.
Mine is my normal GLC deck. This is my favorite piece in quotes.
See, when you said physical media, I didn't know if that meant like.
Yeah.
Like, media.
Like your DVDs. Yeah, I mean, I just
need to go get my Blu-ray of.
For me, it was the word piece that, like, made me go with this. But, like, it's my normal GLC deck. I have, like, it's completely, let me move this mic a little bit. I'm bumping it. It's, like, completely blinged out. I have all these, like, super fancy cards in here. Every single card's shiny. I've completed it. Like, and these cards are expensive. Like, this one's, like, 180. You know, all of them are shiny. They look so good. Go to the video version. If you're not on the video version, like the whole deck is like all the crazy cards that are golden. They're like all shiny or full arts, like this Winona here is really nice. Some shiny cards, nothing crazy, a little shiny. This guy's actually he's the least optimal version of him to play. I only play him because he has like these sparkles.
Is the new full art version better?
It might be. I'll check. But it matches the shiny. Unless there's a full art Chinchino, it's the fact that it matches that makes me want to like play it. But there's like so many cool. See, there's the other shiny one. Mm-hmm. Cool cards, expensive cards, Tate and Liza. Like, the whole...
Don't worry.
Whole deck is shiny and nice looking. Just gonna, like, quickly go through, like, these last ones. I wish there were some gold versions of some of these. I know they won't ever get golds now. It's, like, too late. Like powerful energy. I would love there to be a gold version of that, but... Mm-hmm. Kind of a little late in the game for that. But this is, like, a unique format of Pokemon, if you don't know, where you play with, like, older sets. It doesn't really rotate at all. You just get new cards added to it. It's the only reason I have it. I don't like to buy all the super fancy, expensive versions of, like, newer Pokemon decks for, like, standard if you're going to go to a tournament or something, because those, like, constantly shift and change all the time. But this one will mostly stay the same, and the only thing that will change is a few cards will leave and more cards will come in, but not because they're leaving forever, and I might put some in, pull some out. It doesn't really matter. That's my favorite, like, thing that I've, like, collected or crafted over the years. Yes. This bad boy right here. Jump to the video version if you're not on there. Mike's showing off his pin collection. His lovely wife made him this years and years and years ago with this little pin board. We were doing a lot of Mount Rushmore of gaming discussions.
We didn't discuss it on the pod, did we?
I don't think so.
Prior to the pod.
Yeah. We were doing a lot of Mount Rushmore gaming discussions, so that's why it's like a Pikachu, a Sonic, a Mario, and a Pac-Man. So she took it upon herself to just go in there and make that. It was dope. And Mike has all kinds of fucking cool pins. There, you have another pin board too, don't you? But just not as many.
Yeah.
You got another one. Pins all over the place.
I can't really rip off the wall right now.
Yeah, yeah. And then you have the pins on your bag. Mike's a pin guy.
Oh, dude, yeah. My favorite pin is just on the backpack.
Yeah.
Let me grab the backpack.
And then you have Mike also has a bunch of fig pins. So things from they're not really pins. I don't know exactly why they're called fig pins, but a lot of like Dragon Ball, My Hero Academia, Overwatch, like fig pins, plushes and stuff. For me though, definitely this Pokemon deck is my favorite thing. It took me years to get every single one of these cards. Quite a bit of money. This is like $1,200 in one little box. It's not cheap. But definitely cool. I got a few pins myself as well. Oh yeah, the big giant Bulbasaur evolution line pin is pretty good.
Yeah, the Bulbasaur one is pretty dope. That's probably my favorite pin.
Yeah. Those new pins for the dragon ones are nice too. You should probably get your hands on those. I also have
that right here.
Oh, we got one of them. Nicely done.
I missed two, the other two waves.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So. Anyway, that's it for that. Let's rank punctuations before we get out of here.
All right. Let me zoom in. All right. Yeah. I'll be honest. Fix the tears. Thank you.
Boom.
All right.
Starting off with apostrophe. What do you think?
Let's get theoretical here. Apostrophe?
I'm thinking A.
As in possession? As in to add possession to a word?
Sure.
As in Michael's swagger?
Sure.
Thank you. A tier?
What's the word I'm looking for?
Versatile. I'm going to argue for B tier. All right. Because I feel like I got messed up so much as a kid on when to use an apostrophe and when not.
Sure.
When people's names ended with S. And that cursed me, and I'm still cursed by it.
Well, you still use an apostrophe if their name ends in S. You just put it after the S.
Yeah, but sometimes there's another S.
Sure.
And that doesn't make any sense to me. Why is there another S?
I don't know. It's English, man.
You can't tell me either. That's why. Yeah, you're right. B tier for being confusing.
Okay, left now, bracket.
I'm going to say left bracket C and right bracket is A.
That's a bit odd.
Why?
Why is right bracket A?
So when you make your faces, emoticons?
I don't emoticon, bro. We're emojis now. It's 2024,
No, but if you had to, would you put the smile on the left or the right?
I'm going to type real quick.
You put the colon first and then the bracket.
Yeah, I put colon first.
Left brackets are just worse. They're just bad.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay, so I'm thinking the same thing. I think this one is better than the curved one.
But yeah, I think so too. I'm liking that.
Comma S.
Comma is S tier.
It carries, bro.
The comma I'm not carries. A run-on sentence kind of guy.
Yeah.
But I do love using commas.
Commas are great.
I think people don't appreciate commas enough.
Yeah.
I hate when I'm reading and I don't see a comma where there should be a comma.
Of course. Oxford comma, we had that conversation last week. This is what brought
it's
up this
a
whole
comma,
thing.
Comma is just, it just says breathe, brother.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Take a little breath. You're not done yet.
Slow down. But it's not done. But you can breathe. Exactly. You know?
Ellipses.
Love me a comma. Ellipses. Old people have ruined ellipses for me.
I think you're right. That and like weird kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I hate when I receive a text message. And it says, yeah, I'll take care of that, dot, dot, dot.
You're like, it's fucking ominous.
What is that? What does that mean? What more do you have to
that's
say?
That's fucking ominous.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't know what the difference between EM dash and EN dash is,
so if you look, it's just the size of the dash.
It can function like a comma, a colon, a parentheses. A short dash shows a range. So this EN dash is for a range. This is like a comma. For range, I'm going A tier.
So that'd be like 1987 to 1992.
Yeah, I'm just going to get my 9 to 5 in. I'm going A tier. Mm.
Yeah, no, I love me a dash. I'm okay with that at A. Now, M dash,
this feels great.
I hate it. Yeah.
Should use a comma.
Yeah, why would I ever use anything other than a comma?
I agree.
Now we're getting into
exclamation point. I hate debate this territory. Thing. I feel like
No. I need some therapy and closure on this. Okay.
Okay.
I was talking to somebody about this.
Sure.
Where when I talk to Kylie, I use punctuation.
Yeah, I know.
More than just the period and the commas, I'd be using exclamation marks.
Yeah. See, that's bullshit, bro.
I hate because that I like to keep the energy, but then I'll go into the group chat. I'll be like, "That's crazy." And I think that's the most common example is me being like, that's sure. wild, that's crazy. Wild and then on. I put the exclamation mark. And then the fire that comes down from heaven from all the boys is insane over an exclamation mark.
Bro, the exclamation mark is fucking, it's
phony. Why are we afraid to show emotion?
It's phony, it's fake. It's phony, it's fake, bro. The exclamation point is like mean girl as shit. It's like that, it's like, you know, she's saying something nice, but like really it means some shitty thing underneath. You know what I mean? That's what the
exclamation point is. Check your mic real quick. Check your mic real quick.
What am I?
It was buzzing for a second.
Oh, that was a... Daph was just getting some water. Is it good now?
No, it was like static buzz.
Shoot. Is it good now, though?
Yeah, I think we're good. That was weird.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We good?
It's kind of still there.
Is it... I wonder if it's... I don't know. It could be just in the Discord.
Maybe. We're chilling. We're near the end anyway.
All my things are... Yeah, anyway.
I like an exclamation mark.
It's just fake. It's mean girl as fuck, you know?
I feel like that's projection.
No, it's not. So where would you put it?
B tier.
Okay, so it's going to go in C.
I thought you were going to put it in grabbage, which is insane.
That's where I put it, grabbage, yeah. Slash, I'm a big fan of Slash, actually.
But I don't use it.
I don't either, but I like it, though, that it exists, you know?
Do I actually know? I kind of be using it sometimes. I think it's underused. It's underused. It's got potential.
I agree.
It's a good looking one.
Yeah.
I just don't use it enough.
Hyphen. No,
hyphen. S tier, I think you're crazy.
No, hyphen S tier because without the hyphen, you lose out on so many.
What? Why are we afraid of compound words? What? What do we lose out on?
Isn't a compound word one with a hyphen? Or am I tripping?
No, compound word is like bookworm.
Oh.
Or bookshelf, stuff like that. What do you need a hyphen for? Dude, what are you scared of?
Code names. Hyphen comes in clutch.
Sure. That's no. Hyphens do not belong in S tier.
You're right.
Give me a good example of a hyphen, and I might concede.
It's average. It's average. You're right.
I like the range dash better. That's hot. Alright, both parentheses are S tier to me.
Both?
Yeah.
Okay, parentheses are pretty good.
Because I'm actually using parentheses.
Yeah, and you can like, you're like, man, I can't think of an example right now. but you know.
Maybe. No, but I can think of examples. You know what I'm trying to say. I know that I would use
yeah, me too.
Parentheses me too. Constantly. I love them.
Period.
Period. Yes. It's not grabbage. It's just not a comma.
You don't really be using it, you know?
No, not that often.
Question mark?
S tier, yeah. The only way to get smarter is to ask questions, baby.
And then
ask questions.
Responding to a whole message with just a question mark, so fucking rude.
It is so.
But it has that impact. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When someone's like,
"What you mean?"
Damn, I really didn't like that episode last night. And everyone responds like, "Huh?" question. And everyone's like, "Oh, this fucking idiot."
No, I love some question marks.
Quotation marks, great. S tier as well.
Now, I want to ask, why are they together and not separate like the rest of these brackets?
I'm not sure.
But I do love quotation marks.
They're S tier, in my opinion.
Yeah. Let you get away with stuff.
Semicolon is grabbage. Useless. Doesn't need to exist.
Yeah, I don't think I could tell you why you need a semicolon.
Neither do I.
Now, for the relevance of what the tattoo means, should we put it to C?
Not fuck no.
Oh, okay. You're that much of a semicolon hater.
I hate semicolons like that, bro. And like, hey, okay. Look, if that's the tattoo you get, I'm happy for you, but it's undeniably, objectively corny.
All right. Next up, we got the AirPods. Where are we putting that?
What are these? What are they? Aren't they quotations within quotations?
I think they're quotations within quotations.
We're like B at best.
No, they're so bad.
I don't think, I said at best.
Yeah, I'm thinking grabbage.
Hey, I'm with it.
Like?
Colon, S.
No, hold up. Elaborate.
Shipping, dude, the colon's so useful, bro.
For what?
Subtitles.
You might have cooked there.
It's great for subtitles, bro. The semicolon carries subtitles, bro.
You know, the colon carries. Be careful what you say.
My bad. You're right. I love the colon, dude. I mean, just look at our run of show, bro. Game. Temp. Look at these colons, bro.
No, I think I do.
Colon? Come on now.
I love telling stories, and I'd be like, Tim, colon, me, colon.
Yeah, yeah. It works as a good joke with impact if you do it fast enough.
Yeah, I think I like colon. Name could use some work, though.
You're right.
It's a shitty name.
You're correct. So anyway, there you go. That's the S tier is comma, parentheses, question mark, quotations, and colon.
I feel confident with those.
Yeah, that's not a bad list.
But it's honestly... Here's what you could do. You could make a whole nother tier here,
mm-hmm.
move everything down, and leave comma alone by itself in S tier.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like S plus.
Yeah. Commas are so good.
Yeah, commas rise above. You're correct.
Thank you. I'm glad we agree. That might be the most we've agreed.
Yeah, except on exclamation point.
I mean, exclamation point, I know I've just been melded.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway, that's the pod. That's the whole app. Thank you guys for watching or listening. That's all. We'll catch you guys in the next one.
Toodaloo.
Peace.
Tootie. Fruity.
Gone.